Horacio Zavala, the author of newspaper series Daily Censure, or Serie Periódicos Diario Censurado, was born in Buenos Aires in 1945 and graduated as an architect in 1973. Since the mid-1960s, he has approached the visual arts from conceptualism. In this work, Zavala's operation is to transition, with his crossings out, from the order of the illegible to the invisible, from writing to polychromatism, abstracting any possibility of reading and denouncing the disinformative potential of the media. Zavala has been and is one of the emblematic figures of political conceptualism in Argentina through his participation in the 1970s in the legendary Group of the 13, or Grupo de los Trece. The fear provoked by state terrorism generated silence in broad sectors of the population and created common sense expressions, including, quote-unquote, don't get involved, as the act of getting involved brought with it a threat of death, quote-unquote, they must have done something, to enforce the idea that the deaths were not arbitrary and that not moving and doing nothing was a way to preserve life, and, quote-unquote, nothing happened here, an imaginary reality that urged people to remain in the lie constructed by the dictators who denied their own crimes.
Grabando.
The control of culture and information exercised by the press with the complicity of media owners allowed distorted news about the events to be disseminated, suggesting that the people killed, usually militants of political organizations, had died in clashes with security forces or for subversive criminals. Many people had to go into exile from the country, while others suffered in exile, staying hidden in places far from home but still in Argentina. From these lost and hidden corners, many artists and activists denounced and recounted the reality of what was happening in Argentina. In this game of erasing and hiding what is written, one thinks of censorship. The scratch, the crossing out, hides as much as it reveals. Especially when we know that Zavala participated in political art and lived in exile during the last military dictatorship, his series of newspapers, made in 1985, speak of this as surfaces designed paradoxically not to be read, rememorizing the obsession with the censorship of books, newspapers, and libraries.